schools in central Wisconsin, like Granton and Neillsville, say their transportation budgets are tight this year. Granton has a fleet of 4 buses. Neillsville has over 20.
We do try to project a little bit of an increase each year, but I was way off on my increase this year. I didn't think it would be $1 a gallon more.
Neillsville Superintendent John Geyer says last January, the school paid about $2.26 per gallon of diesel fuel. This January, the price is up to $3.36 and still rising.
I did take a look at January of 2003. In January of 2003, diesel fuel, we were paying $1.38.
Rick Ream says their fleet gets between 5 and 7 miles per gallon. The district has been trying to utilize a smaller gas-fueled bus for extra trips.
It's only a 19-passenger bus, and so if we have trips, smaller trips, like if there would be a field trip or in the event of some of the athletic events, we always use that bus. That gets about 11 or 12 miles to the gallon, and it's on gasoline rather than diesel.
Schools currently don't pay federal taxes on fuel, and there's a proposal that would eliminate the state gas tax, too. Reporting in Neillsville, this is Paul Knopf on the Wisconsin Radio Network.